So last crab season, the crabbers put out their pots and their cages, and soon after that, the season was suspended because the crabs were testing as having some toxic bacteria in them, so they couldn't be harvested. And I later learned from a Klamath Indian fisherman that there was a big difference between how the white fishermen responded to this stopping of the season and the white people did. And the big difference was that the Indians went out and they pulled in their pots and released the crabs. And the white people did not. They just left their crab cages out there for I don't remember how long it was, a week or two, while they couldn't harvest. And as a consequence, the white people's crab cages literally filled with crabs who then were essentially stuck. Not essentially, they were stuck in this tiny little, the way a crab cage works is it has a one-way door that the crab can walk in after bait and then it can't walk back out. And so they were stuck in this tiny little room with more and more crabs having walked in through the door until they're packed in so tight they can barely move. And they are, of course, driven crazy and are ripping each other apart out of terror and out of frustration and anger and rage at these others pressing in so close against them. I mean, imagine if you were put into an elevator and they're packed in and they keep coming in more and more until there is no space for you to move. And I think they've actually done studies on how long you can have people sit on the tarmac in an airplane before you can expect to have some sorts of conflicts arise. And this reminds me of a short story that I read when I was a teenager where it was science fiction, they would send people in spaceships to Mars, and then they would come back. And the rule when you got back, because you were 8 months in an area the size of a small car with one other person, the rule when you came back is that you were assigned to different sectors of the country. And so you could not leave. Like if you were assigned to the Northwest, you could not leave those states, because if you came within one or two states of the other people, you would kill them because you had grown to hate them so much by being packed in so tight. So there's two points that I want to make with the story. One of them is that the Indians brought in their pots and the white people didn't. The white people perceived them. There was a line in the paper several years ago about how the reason crabbers work so hard during the season is because each crab was worth about $1.50. And the writer said, imagine if there were all these envelopes, each one stuffed with $1.50, and they were all sprinkled all over the ground, you'd run around picking them up as fast as you can. And that's all fine, except the crabs aren't actually envelopes stuffed with $1.50. And this is everything that is wrong with this culture, is it perceives the natural world as consisting of trees stuffed with dollar bills, or trees with dollar bills hanging from their leaves and or from their branches. And so that's one part of the story, is this is precisely the sort of atrocity you can expect if you perceive the world only as consisting of resources and not as other beings whom you may be going to kill and eat, but that doesn't alter the fact that they should be treated at least with the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest shred of dignity. And the other part of the story that I think is very striking about this is, as I said, when beings get packed in tight, they start doing crazy things. And I think you could make a very good case that at this point, especially at this stage of late empire, we are all stuck in these crab pots, and we are going crazy. And there's another part here I think is really important, that if the crabs were capable of recognizing the source of their misery, then I think what they would do is they would try not to attack each other, but they would attack the real source of their misery, which is the crabbers. And I see this all the time among social movements, that we flail away at those around us, as opposed to recognizing the source of the real source of our misery, which is those in power and the power structure itself. And so we pull bits of flesh off each other, not recognizing that that's not why we're in this predicament in the first place. I think, unfortunately, this is what we'll see more and more as empire continues to collapse. So I can't really give. And there's no facile way out of this. But I think the first and most important thing to do is to recognize that the social circumstances into which we've been born, that of late stage civilization, that of late stage capitalism, that of perceiving the world as consisting of resources to be exploited as opposed to other beings to enter into relationship with, overshoot, having been born into a world being dismantled by this culture, I think that the first and most important thing for us to do is to recognize that we are in fact in a trap. And to recognize these traps work on both the macro and micro levels. And insofar as possible, the next time we see a trap, to try at least not to step into it.